Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about the World Health Organization's pandemic global power grab, which is very much a very topical thing to be talking about at the moment, I guess. So we're going to get into that. Before I do that, just remember, if you enjoy this, remember to hit the heart button on your phone on the way out the door whenever I'm finished. And if you enjoy the content that we put out here every day, Monday through to Saturday, then you can buy me a coffee, or you can go to Donor Box and drop a pound or a dollar in the hat there. A couple of options for you guys. Right. I've got a clip I want to play you. But before I get to that, I listened to a conversation between James Dellingpole and Toby Young over the World Health Organization's looming pandemic treaty. And I was really quite shocked to listen to Toby Young being very blasé about it and saying, look, you guys. And to be fair, Dellingpole, he gets it. But Toby was off of view. This World Health Organization pandemic treaty, look, it's more of a kind of an understanding. It's more a statement of, look, in the event of future pandemics, then we at least will have a central way of dealing with it and bringing all together all of the good things that we have so we can save lives. What's not to like about that? And I couldn't believe he said that, actually, because, of course, that's not what it is. As Dellingpole rightly points out, and he's correct in this, the purpose of the WHO's pandemic treaty is to assume a global control, essentially, if you like, a one world government. Once you sign up to this treaty, and by the way, most countries will, then what that means is that in the event of, let's say Omicron 2, the revenge, the World Health Organization can then dictate to the various countries who are signatories to the treaty that, well, you're going to have to lock your people down for 2 weeks. They're all going to have to take the jab. They're going to have to wear 16 masks. And, oh, by the way, be vaccinated on the hour, every hour, if they want. So the World Health Organization is essentially takes control of individual countries' response to a pandemic or an alleged pandemic, because I don't even believe that the COVID-19 was a pandemic. But if you, those of you who do believe it was a pandemic, I think that, what I mean by that is they twisted the definition of pandemic, just like they twisted the definition of vaccine, just like they twisted the definition of death to get their desired effect. But you know, I believe it should be for a nation state to determine in the interest of its own people how it should respond to any infectious diseases that arise amongst that population. That's what I think. But these guys don't think that, no. But let's have a listen now. Let me bring you on board now to the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, an absolute monster. And listen to what he has to say about the World Health Organization. Listen up.
May 22, and on the agenda is a potential pandemic treaty which would allow WHO to direct countries in how they control pandemics. Yeah. Would you consider signing up to that and handing over any controls to the organisation?
I have always been supportive right from the outset and was criticised heavily, I stress, heavily, mocked in fact by the Labor Party for saying the WHO should have those powers and those authorities to be able to go and deal with pandemic situations, because we all know what happened at the start of this pandemic. The problem is we don't know what happened at the start of this pandemic, and I was the one calling to ensure that we had an independent process to understand what happened so it couldn't be repeated. So I have been in the vanguard of those moves internationally to ensure that there is greater protection for world health, to ensure that those world health authorities can come and understand what's going on and be able to assist countries to be able to prevent the spread and outbreak of major infectious diseases. Now, we'll look at the text of all of that, but we have been amongst the countries that have been positive about these sorts of changes. Have to look closely at what the detail is in these things, as you always must. But the idea that countries can just say, no, you can't come in and have a look at a pandemic that's about to break out and actually affect the public health and the economy of the entire world, as we saw with this pandemic, then I think it's only sensible that that's an area of international cooperation that is very, very important. And I've been consistent on that. And remember, the Labour Party mocked me.
Yeah, Scott, we get it. The Labour Party mocked you. They hurt your feelings. Your feelings were hurt. Actually, it's a pity you couldn't have seen that video. He's standing there, Scott Morrison, with two, like, look like robots to me behind him, actually. Two robotic-looking creatures. Presumably, they've all been quadruply jabbed, at least. And he's talking about, he welcomes us. Of course, the World Health Organization should have the right to get involved in any country and get whatever information it wants. Listen, Scott Morrison, at no point was the World Health Organization precluded from that from any country. But this is an entirely different thing. This is the World Health Organization asserting itself as the global controller of response to alleged pandemics. That's the point. So in other words, the UK government would, if it signs up to this treaty, which Boris Johnson will do, it will become then obliged to follow the guidance of the World Health Organization. Now, they did that during the last 2 years anyway. Let's be clear on it. The British government, the tyrannies were coming, cascading down from the top of the World Health Organization. So in a way, they've been doing this. But I guess some countries didn't totally follow it, like Sweden, for example. So there was a bit of diversity, thank God. But what the WHO is out to do is to make sure that everyone does what it says. And that makes it the global arbitrator of response to any alleged infectious disease in any population. And that's an enormous power that they're seeking. And so Toby Young is too blasé about it, I'm afraid, over with Dalrymple. On London Calling, which is something I do listen to. I think he's way too blasé about it, and this is how they sort of they move us into positions where we suddenly wake up one morning and you will be locked down and you will be told you have to have a jab, and that this is because of World Health Organization guidance. But it's not going to be just guidance at that point. It's going to be more than guidance. So the governments will have to implement it. So in a way, it's a useful mechanism for national governments as well. Boris can turn around and say, look, if it was up to me, I wouldn't lock you down, or I wouldn't force you to take a jab, or I wouldn't impose a vaccine passport. If it was up to me, because I'm a libertarian kind of guy. But hey, listen, the World Health Organization has told me to do it. So I'm I have to live up to our reputation internationally and be a good boy and follow exactly what the World Health Organization says. So that is likely what's going to happen in the UK. That's why this treaty should be absolutely opposed. Lots of people are waking up to it, which is a good thing. But, as I say, when I listen to the blasé talk of Toby Young, when I listen to the manic zealotry of Scott Morrison, you can see we've got a real battle on our hands, friends, on this one. Thanks for listening. Hit the heart button now, and I'll catch you in the next podcast.